亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, 平安。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们以欢喜快乐的心到主你面前来敬拜你。
Dear Father, we come before you with a joyful heart to worship you.
求主你的灵来开启我们的眼睛。
Pray for your spirit to open the eyes of our hearts.
来了解你话语中的奥秘。
So we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 圣经学者 Peter Enns 说，在所有诗篇150篇当中，可以分为三种类型。
Peter Enns is a biblical scholar. He said that Psalms, in the entire 150 Psalms, could be categorized into three different types.
第一种类型就是一切事都很顺利，上帝是很棒的。
The first type is that everything is fine, God is great.
第二种类型，事情错得一团糟，并且我走到了尽头，但主啊，感谢你来拯救我。
The second type is that things are terribly wrong and I'm at the end of my rope, but thank you, Lord, for coming to my rescue.
最后一个类型就是事情错得同样一团糟，并且我走到了尽头。哦，主啊，我找不到你。
The final type is, things are terribly wrong, I'm at the end of my rope, and to make things worse, oh Lord, you're nowhere to be found.
诗篇的作者告诉我们，在信靠神的过程当中，有时在我们所行一切事上都顺利。
So the author of the Psalms told us that on our journey to trust in the Lord, sometimes everything that we do goes smoothly.
有时候或许我们遭遇到了一些困难痛苦的事情，但是感谢神，我们得到了神的解救。
But maybe sometimes we run into difficult things or trouble, but thank God that He comes to our rescue.
但是有时我们遇到了一些特别的困难或是痛苦的事，却感到神没有垂听我们的祷告呼求，我们觉得好像被神遗弃了。
But sometimes we run into special circumstances and sufferings. We feel like God doesn't listen to us, and we feel like we're abandoned.
今天我们所读诗篇八十八篇的经文，就是以上所提到第三种类型的经验。
The scripture that we just read in Psalm 88, it's exactly the third type.
并且我们看到在这经文里面，诗人之勇敢的信心。
We also see in the psalm the brave faith of this poet.
第一，我们来看，勇敢向神发问。
The first message is for us to be courageous to ask God.
诗篇八十八篇记载诗人在神的面前祷告呼求，第三到第九节。这么的说
in 88, in Psalm 88, the poet was praying and calling out to God, and verses 3 through 9 says,
许许多多灾难临到我，使我面临死亡，我跟所有临近死亡的人一样，我所有的精力都耗尽了。
And I'm overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws to near death.I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I'm like the one without strength.
我被丢弃在世人当中，好像被宰杀的人躺在坟墓里。
I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care.
我成为你完全遗忘的人，再也得不到你的扶助。
And we're cut off from your care.
你把我扔在深坑里，在又深沉又黑暗的地方。
You put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depth.
你的愤怒重重地压着我，你的浪涛猛烈地冲击我。
Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your ways.
你使我的朋友离弃我，你使我被他们厌恶。
You've taken me from my closest friends and made me repulsive to them.
我被困为不得脱身。
I'm confined and cannot escape.
我的眼睛因悲伤而昏黄。
My eyes are dim with grief.
上主啊，我每天向你呼求，我向你举手祷告。
And I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you.
意思就是说，诗人每天向神祷告呼求，他遇到灾难在痛苦当中来求告神。
The poet was praying and calling out to God every single day. He was calling out in suffering.
他好像一脚踏在坟墓里面，他处在黑暗之中，他觉得没有盼望。
He had one foot step in the grave. He was in darkness. He was hopeless.
他觉得好像被神遗弃。
He felt abandoned.
神不理会他，不关心他。
And God didn't care about him.
诗篇八十八篇十一到十二节继续这么说。谁会在坟墓里诉说你的慈爱呢？谁会在衣服中宣扬你的信实呢？谁能在黑暗之地看到你的奇事呢？谁能在绝望之地看到你的良善呢？
And verses 11 and 12 continue to say, Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness and destruction? Your wonders known in place of darkness, and your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion.
意思就是诗人每天祷告，在痛苦中向神发问，神为什么保持沉默不理他？
So the poet pray out to God every single day in suffering, and asking why God remained silent.
他遇到了这些的灾难，好像是神的错。
And all these troubles all seem to be God's fault.
因为神没有保守他，没有拯救他。
Because God didn't protect him, He didn't rescue him.
因此他不能够诉说神的慈爱。
So then he can't describe the love of God.
意思就是他不能够来宣扬神的信实。
And he couldn't proclaim the faithfulness of God.
他看不到神行奇事奇妙的作为。
He couldn't see the wonderful works of God.
他看不到神的良善。
And he couldn't see God's goodness.
诗人在神的面前发出他的怀疑。
So in front of the Lord, the poet announces his doubts.
在这里我们看到，怀疑不是不信，怀疑是不能够明白、不清楚，表示一个人在不明白的情况当中，努力试着要去了解，因此他能够来信。
But here we see that doubting is not the same as not believing. Doubting is when you don't understand when you're not clear about something. It means that when someone under those circumstances tries really hard to understand so they can believe.
在圣经里，神不论断，神不批评，神不看见对神觉得他是遥远的，或者觉得说神不理会他，或者对你而言神好像是死的一样，这种的感受，不管这种的感受是多么的强烈。
So in the Bible, God does not judge, He does not criticize, He does not discount your feeling when you feel like God is distant or when He's dead. It doesn't matter how strong that emotion is.
在圣经里，神责备崇拜其他的偶像，以及对其他的人的不公义的作为。但是神不反对那些以真诚的心来谈论被神遗弃的感受。
In the Bible, God reprimands those who worship other idols and those who do wrongful things against others. But God is not against to discuss the feeling of being abandoned with truthful heart.
当耶稣在被钉十字架的时候，亲身经历到被神的遗弃，他引用已经有的诗篇的一句话。
And then, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he personally experienced being abandoned by God, and he alluded to a verse in Psalms.
诗篇二十二篇第一节说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
In Psalm 22:1, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这种被神遗弃的感受之表达，没有从圣经里面被除去，并且保存在圣经里面，表示基督的表达，并不是对神的不敬虔。或者是不对的做法。
And the expression of the sense being abandoned by God was not removed from the Bible. And it actually kept this type of expression in the Bible, meaning that this is not disrespectful or wrong, incorrect.
相反的，这种的表达乃是反映许多信仰的前辈，他们之平常的经验，并且在我们的信仰里面也可能会经验到像这种的经验。
But just the opposite, this type of expression reflected many of the common experiences by the religious elders, and these could be the experience we could be facing in our spiritual lives.
神对大卫的家的立约记在撒母耳下第七章一到十七节里面神这么的说在撒母耳下第七章十二节说你就是神对大卫说你死后跟列祖跟祖先站在一起的时候我会立你的一个儿子做王使他的国强盛。
And God made a covenant with David, and in 2 Samuel chapter 7 God says in verse 12,When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I'll raise your offspring to succeed you. Your own flesh and blood, I will establish his kingdom.
十六节说，你永远会有后代，你的国将永远建立，你的王朝永远存续。
And in verse 16, God says, Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
诗篇八十九篇诗人指着神对大卫的家的立约应许引用神自己的话在诗篇八十九篇三十五到三十七节这么的说我就是神我断然地指着我的圣名发誓我绝不欺骗大卫他的后裔要绵绵不绝，我要看顾他的国，有如太阳永远照射，他的宝座要永存如月亮，那在天上的忠实的见证。
And then in Psalm 89, the poet actually referenced God's own word in verses 35 through 37. Says, "I refers to God." Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and strong and there before me like the sun. He'll be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky.
圣经学者告诉我们说，当诗人来写这诗篇八十九篇的时候，神跟大卫立约后的五百年。
A biblical scholar tells us that this psalm was actually written 500 years after the covenant was made between God and David.
在这个时候，以色列的首府耶路撒冷城已经被巴比伦的军队掠夺了。
And by that time, the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, was sacked by the powerful Babylonian army.
巴比伦人已经毁坏了圣殿并且将许多耶路撒冷的居民掳到巴比伦
And the army destroyed the holy temple and they took many of the residents to Babylon as slaves
在列王记下二十五章第六到第七节这么的描写说西底家王被带到利比拉城尼布加利撒王那里尼布加利撒处罚他在他眼前杀了他的儿子然后把他的眼睛挖出来用链子圈住他把他带到巴比伦去
Then we read in 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 6 through 7, tells us, and Zedekiah was captured. He was taken to the king of Babylon, Riblah, where sentence was pronounced on him. They killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. Then they put out his eyes, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon.
当诗人看到了大卫的后裔之王朝被巴比伦帝国灭亡了。
The poet saw that the descendants of David they were all destroyed by the kingdom of Babylon.
继续，列王记下二十五章二十二节说，巴比伦王尼布加利撒任命亚西干的儿子沙番的孙子基大利做犹大总督，要他管理没有被掳到巴比伦去的人。
Then we continue to read in same chapter, verse 22. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, to be over the people he had left behind in Judah.
意思就是大卫的王朝被消灭了。
Means that the dynasty of David was terminated.
并且尼布加利撒王巴比伦王又指派一位非大卫的子孙来当总督来管理留在耶路撒冷的。
And to add more to that, the king Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, appointed someone who wasn't a descendant of David to rule over people in Jerusalem.
那这样说来，对诗人而言，他看到了这样的处境的时候，觉得说啊，神对大卫的家的应许，一切都落空了。
And after what he saw to the poet, the covenant that God made with David was falling through.
因此，诗篇八十九篇的作者继续对神这么的说，三十八到四十节，但你对你所选立的君王发怒。你拒绝他，你离弃了他，你取消了跟你仆人所立的约，你把他的王冠丢在地上，你摧毁了他的城墙，你使他的堡垒成为废墟。
Which is why the poet continues to say in 30 and back in Psalm 89 in verses 38 through 40, but you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced covenant with your servant and have defiled his crown in the dust. You've broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins.
44到45节继续又说，你夺走了他的权杖，你把他的宝座推倒在地上，你使他未老先衰，你使他受尽羞辱。
And continues in 44-45, you have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne on the ground. You've cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with the mantle of shame.
在刚才诗篇八十九篇三十五到三十七节里面，神指着大卫家立约说，我绝不欺骗大卫，他的后裔要连绵不绝，他的宝座要永远存在如月亮。
But then in verse 35-36, God made a covenant with David and said, I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne will endure before me like the moon.
但是现在诗人的意思很明显的指着说，神他违背了他自己的约。
But I think what Paul is trying to say is that God has broken his promise.
他以神自己的话来指控神欺骗了大卫。
He was using God's own word to accuse him of lying to David.
当然，诗人在那个时候还不能够见到神继续往下在历史当中的计划。
But of course, at that point in time, the poet could not possibly see the future plans God had.
他在那个时候有他自己的局限的看法与了解。
At that time, he has his own limited perspective and understanding.
但是他勇敢地对神发问。
But he was brave enough to ask.
诗篇八十八篇、八十九篇，诗人在他的信仰里面与他所期待的完全的相反。
In Psalms 88-89, the poet, his faith and what he expected were completely opposite.
但是他向神发问，寻求了解。
But he was brave to ask God to seek understanding.
所以在诗篇八十九篇最后的一节，在五十二节，他说，愿上主永远得到颂赞。
Which is why in the final verse of Psalm 89, he says, Praise be to the Lord forever.
所以当我们向神发问，寻求明白，最后我们将达到一个地步，就像丹麦的哲学家、神学家齐克果所称之为信仰的跳跃。
So when we ask and seek to understand God, we'll reach a stage just like a philosopher and theologist Kierkegaard says calls the leap of faith.
我们尽了最大的努力去了解神之后，我们还是不能够完全的了解神。
We do our best to try to understand God, but we still cannot totally understand.
我们必须冒险踏出脚步去接受他的存在。
We have to take a risk to step out to accept his existence.
正如一个小孩子爬到一个高高的台上的时候，他的父亲站在台子底下，伸出他的双臂，叫他的孩子跳下来。
And just like a child standing on a really tall platform, and his father reaching out his strong arms and asking the child to jump.
他说他将抱住他，不让他掉在地上。
He promised the child that he will not let him fall on the ground.
他的孩子信任他的父亲，因此勇敢地踏出脚步，跳下去，让他的父亲把他抱住。
And this child trusts the father, and that's why he jumped and allowed his father to catch him.
所以这个就是诗篇八十八篇与八十九篇诗人勇敢的信心，敢于向神发问。
And this is the same as what poets describe in Psalms 88 and 89 about this brave faith and brave enough to ask God.
第二，我们看到。神自我隐藏的一面。
And second, we see God's self-hidden aspect.
回到诗篇八十八篇十四节说：“上主啊，你为什么丢弃我？你为什么躲开不理我？”
And back in Psalm 88:14, Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me?
诗人觉得神向他躲藏起来。
The poet felt like God concealed himself.
神丢弃了他，神不理他。
God abandoned him and stopped responding to him.
诗篇八十九篇四十六节，这么说：上主啊，要到几时呢？你将永远的躲藏起来吗
？89:46. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever?
圣经告诉我们，神是一位自我躲藏的神。
The Bible tells us that God is a self-concealing God.
换句话说，神有自我隐藏的一面。
Which tells us that God has a side that he hides himself from.
以我们有限的知识与了解，有时我们不能够完全了解神的作为。
Without limited knowledge and understanding, we cannot quite understand God's work.
因此我们觉得好像神丢弃了我们。
And that's why we feel like God, sometimes we feel like God abandoned us.
我们觉得好像神不理会我们。
Feel like God's indifferent to us.
或是神躲藏起来。
Or God is hiding himself.
在出埃及记三十三章十八到二十三节来记载摩西对神的一个要求。
In Exodus 33 records a request made by Moses to God.
出埃及记三十三章十八节，说，于是摩西说，求你让我看见你的荣耀。
In 33:18, then Moses said, "Now show me your glory."
神是一位荣耀的神，摩西要看神的荣耀。
And God is a glorious God, and Moses wanted to see God's glory.
意思就是说摩西要看神的面。
Moses wanted to see God's face.
因为他是一位荣耀的神。
Because it's a glorious God.
他想要清楚地看神是怎么样的一位神。
He wanted to see clearly for himself what kind of God is this
God. 他的面容像什么呢？
And what does his face look like?
出埃及记三十三章继续在二十节说，神告诉摩西说，我不让你看见我的面容，因为看见我的人都不能存活。
And then 33 verse 20, God tells Moses, he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live.
所以神告诉摩西站在一个磐石上，神要把他放在岩洞当中。
So God told Moses to stand on a rock, and God was going to place him inside a cave.
神要用他的手来遮掩摩西，然后从摩西的面前走过去。
God was going to use his hand to cover Moses and then walk past Moses.
当神从摩西的面前走过去的时候，神说在二十三节说，然后收回我的手，你会看到我的背面，却不看见我的面容。
And when God walked past Moses, it says in verse 23, then I, God, will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen.
神只让摩西看到他的背，不是看到他的面容。
God only allowed Moses to see his back, but not his face.
意思就是摩西不能够完全的清楚了解神。
Which indicates to us that Moses cannot completely, totally understand God.
在地上活着的人都不能够看见神的容面而存活，代表在世上存活的人都不能够完全的来了解神。
In this world, all those who are alive cannot see God's face and live. It also means that all of us alive in this world cannot totally understand God.
这比如当我们看到一个人只看到他的背面的时候呢，我们不能够清楚的来了解看到这个人。
Just like when we just only see someone's back, we cannot clearly see through this person.
当我们看到一个人的容面的时候，就能够清楚来了解他的面容的表情，那个人的喜怒哀乐这些的状况。
But when we see someone's face, from the person's facial expressions, we can tell if the person's happy, angry, or mad, or sad.
我们只能看到神的背。象征我们不能够来清楚了解认识神。
And only being allowed to see God's back means that we cannot clearly understand God.
当然，在圣经里面已经足够的 information 资料来让我们了解这位神，但是意思不能够完全的清楚了解。
But clearly, the Bible gives us enough information just to know Him just enough, but we still cannot totally understand Him.
神有自我隐藏的一面。
God has a self-concealing side to Him.
我们对神有不了解的一面。
And there's a side of God that we cannot understand.
因为人是有限的，神是无限的。
Because people are limited and God is not limited.
所以如果有人说他对神完全的了解，我们就知道那是不可能的事。
So when someone says to you that he can completely know God, we know that that's impossible.
申命记二十九章二十九节说，隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们的神的。
And Deuteronomy 29:29 tells us the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
箴言二十五章第二节说，上帝的荣耀在于隐藏奥秘。
And also in Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal the matter.
以上这些经文告诉我们，神有自我隐藏的一面。
And these verses tell us that God has a self-hidden side.
我们要承认有时神的作为奥秘我们不明白。
And we have to acknowledge sometimes God's works are mysterious and we cannot understand.
我们在信仰的生活上要学习谦卑，或许有时针对一些的问题，我们不知道，我们就说不知道。
And also in our spiritual lives, we need to learn to be humble. And sometimes when we come across questions that we cannot answer, we just say, we don't know.
我们不一定要有答案。
We don't have to have a response.
在2005年八月，那个 Katrina 的大风台啊 ，Hurricane 侵袭这个美国海湾沿海一带 ，New Orleans、Alabama、密西西比等等地区。
And in August 2005, Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast, impacting New Orleans, the states of Alabama and Mississippi.
超过了1800人丧失了他们的生命。
And more than 1,800 people lost their lives.
好几万人失去了他们的家园。
And tens of thousands lost their homes.
在 Hurricane 之后，有一位基督徒在他的洛格上面发表海湾沿海地区遭受如此大的毁坏，是因为新奥尔良、阿拉巴马以及密西西比这些州的人他们的邪恶所造成的。
And after Hurricane Katrina, there's a Christian who posted on his blog, saying that, claiming that the disaster happening in the Gulf Coast was because of the wickedness happening in New Orleans and Alabama and Mississippi.
因为南方的赌博的生意，以及种种的不道德的事，神处罚这些地区的人。
And because of the casino business in the South and also many immoral things, and God was punishing these people.
但是他没有去看到有好几千个基督徒的家园也都丧失了。
But he didn't see that several thousand Christians also lost their homes.
并且许多的基督徒也都因此丧失了他们的生命。
Many Christians also lost their lives.
在约伯记记载约伯是一个义人。
In the book of Job, it described Job as a righteous man.
在一天当中，他失去了所有的财产以及他的子女。
Within the span of one day, he lost all his property and all his children.
有三位朋友知道了这个悲惨的灾祸的时候，约定他们一起去探望他，安慰他。
And three of his friends found out about his terrible circumstances and all went to visit him to comfort him.
约伯记第二章十二到十三节说，他们远远看见了约伯，却不认得他，等认出是他，就放声痛哭，悲伤地撕裂他们自己的衣服，又向空中向自己头上撒灰尘，然后他们跟约伯坐在地上7天7夜不说一句话，因为他们看见约伯的痛苦那么深重。
In Job 2 verses 12 through 13 tells us, when they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him, began to weep aloud. They tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. And then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was.
约伯的三个朋友只有安安静静地跟他坐在一起。
And three friends only sat silently next to him.
他们不试着要去解释什么，他们不认为如果他对约伯说一些话，会有任何的帮助。
They didn't try to explain anything. They didn't think that anything that they could say could possibly help him.
他们以为自己没有什么答案。因此他们只有安静地陪他坐在一起，跟他一起伤心。
They didn't have an answer, so they could only sit quietly next to him and weep with him.
但是七天之后，他们犯了一个大错误。
So 7 days later, they made a mistake.
他们开口说话。
They started speaking.
并且告诉约伯他的受苦是因为他的过错所造成的，那是神的审判。因此他必须悔改。
And his friends tell Job that his suffering is because of his mistake and it was a judgment from God that he needed to repent.
其实约伯的朋友都错了。神借着约伯的受苦告诉我们，义人也会受苦。
But his friends were wrong. Through the story of Job, God is trying to tell us that even the righteous people suffer.
但我们没有好的理由去解释。
And we don't have a good reason to explain.
因为隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们的神的。
Because the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
就像申命记所说的，但是我们要知道一件重要的事。
But we need to know one important thing.
罗马书第八章三十八到三十九节说，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使的，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的事，是低处的事，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里。
In Romans 8:38-39, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor the powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
最后，我们要敢于相信。
And finally, we need to be brave to believe.
再回到诗篇八十八篇十五到十八节说，我自幼经历患难，几乎死亡，你所加的责罚使我疲乏衰残，你的烈怒压碎了我，你的猛击毁灭了我，苦难整天像洪水环绕着我，患难从四面围困我，你使我最亲密的朋友也离弃我，黑暗成为我唯一的伴侣。
Back in Psalm 88, verses 15 through 18. From my youth I've suffered and been close to death. I've borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me, your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They've completely engulfed me. You've taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend.
我们看到这一首诗篇不是以快乐做结局。
We see that the psalm does not have a happy ending.
诗篇八十八篇最后之一节十八节说：“你是我最亲密的朋友，也离弃我，黑暗成为我唯一的伴侣。”
And again, the final verse: "You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend."
最后的结局。就是诗人被遗弃，并且孤单地在黑暗之中。
And at the end, the poet was abandoned and he was living alone in darkness.
诗人信靠神，最后的结局是这样。
And this was the final outcome when he trusted the Lord.
那我们要问一个问题。
So we need to ask one question.
为什么？这一首诗篇被列入在圣经里面。
So why was the psalm included in the Bible?
一位神学家 Walter Brueggemann 说，以上这些的圣经节就是圣经里面之以色列的反见证。
And Walter Brueggemann, a theologian, he called these scriptures as the counter testimony of Israel.
这是对圣经主流的见证的挑战。
This is a challenge to the mainstream testimony.
这不像一般传统信靠神，一切都得到平安顺利。
This is not your traditional peace and everything goes smooth when you trust in the Lord.
神不是照着我们的计划来行事或者来出现。
And God does not show up according to our plans.
有时事情的结局不是依照着我们的期待。
And sometimes the outcomes are not the same as what we anticipated.
诗篇八十八篇的信息的结局不像一般的期待发生。
And the ending of Psalm 88 is not the anticipated outcome.
我们一般认为确定的事却变成不确定。
And things were sure became unsure.
因此对神发出疑问，觉得神丢弃了他。
And then we start asking questions to the Lord, and we feel like God abandoned him.
像这种问题，我们一般不敢这么想。
And typically, we don't try to think this way.
但是诗篇八十八篇的作者啊分享，当我们遇到了类似这种处境的时候，知道我们并不孤单，并且我们仍然敢相信神的主权。
But the poet in Psalm 88 tried to share with us that when we encounter very similar circumstances, we need to know that we're not alone. We need to be brave enough to believe in God's salvation and God's authority.
像以赛亚书五十五章第八到第九节说，上主说，我的意念不是你们的意念，我的道路不是你们的道路，正如天高过地，我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
当然，我们知道神是一位真实的上帝。
And of course, we know that God is a faithful God.
因此我们无论处在任何的处境当中，虽然我们感到好像被神遗弃了，但是我们仍然敢于来相信他，因为他是真实的。
And even when we feel like we are abandoned in all different in the difficult circumstances, we still need to be brave enough to trust in him and knowing that he's a true God.
他仍然爱我们，只不过是他的道路高过道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
And God still loves us, but His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神照着他的旨意，要如何地来带领我们的人生？而我们在信心上来顺服他。Let God be God, 就是让神来做神。
And God leads our lives according to His plans, and all we need to do is trust and obey and let God be God.
正如耶稣面临十字架抉择的时候，在神的面前祷告说，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Just like when Jesus was facing the choice of crucifixion and he prayed to the Lord, yet not as I will, but as you will.
如果这样，我们每天不管面对任何的处境，或是将来的结局是怎么样，我们都能够以坚强的信心来面对人生。
In this way, no matter what kind of circumstances we're facing today, or anything laid out in the future, we could all trust, face our lives with strong faith.
伟大的作曲家贝多芬，在他丧失了听觉之后，创作了他一些伟大的作品。
And great composer Ludwig van Beethoven, he composed some of his greatest works after he has lost his hearing.
当他完全的失去了他的听力的时候，他必须更多的来依靠他的手指头的感觉弹琴。
And once his hearing was completely gone, he had to rely more and more on the feeling of it on his finger.
他时常将他的额头靠在钢琴上面，去感受到他所弹出音乐的震动。
And at times, he would even rest his forehead on the piano to feel the vibration of what was being played.
有一次在挫折的时刻，他用他的双拳啊，猛烈的在钢琴的盘键上啊，击着他的那个钢琴的键盘，大声的喊着说：“我将勇敢的面对人生。”
And one time, in a frustrated moment, he slammed both fists on the keyboard and shouted, "I will take life by the throat."
意思就是，当贝多芬处在人生非常艰难的处境的时候，他以坚强的信心勇敢的来面对人生的挑战，因此他创作出了伟大的音乐的作品。
Beethoven, in such extreme circumstances, he confronted the challenge with strong faith and composed all these great music pieces.
在我们人生当中也是一样，当 当我们以坚定的信心依靠神的时候，这个信心使我们勇敢的来面对人生任何的困难与挑战，并且积极的来活出神所赐给我们的生命。
And our lives are the same way. We could confront all these difficult things with a strong faith. We could face all these difficulties and challenges and try to live out the life that God has given to us.
诗篇八十八篇的作者，我们看到了诗人他勇敢的信心。
In Psalm 88, we see this brave faith by this poet.
他敢于向神发问。
He was brave to ask God.
神不看轻我们的疑问。
And God does not discount our questions.
我们在信仰上有疑问，乃是要寻求明白。
And our questions and faith because we are seeking to understand.
马太福音第七章第七节，耶稣应许说：“你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见；叩门，就给你们开门。”
In Matthew 7:7, Jesus promised, "Ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will find; knock and the door will be open."
神有自我隐藏的一面。
And God has a self inside.
我们人是有限，不能够完全的了解神。神他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
We're people, we're limited, and that's why we cannot fully understand God. But we know that God's ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
诗人他敢于相信神，因为神是真实的。
And this poet was brave to trust, because this God is a true God.
他仍然在掌权，并且他也是一位爱我们的神。
And he's still in reign, and he's a loving God.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你再次到主你面前来敬拜你。
Our loving God, we thank you that we could still come before you to worship you.
我们感谢你借着圣经让我们来认识了解你。
And we thank you that through the Bible that we could get to know you.
并且在耶稣基督里面来看见了你。
And that we could see you through Jesus Christ.
但是我们的有限，也不能够完全的来了解你。
But knowing that we're limited, we cannot totally understand you.
因此我们以信心来接受。
And that's why we accept you with our faith.
求主你继续带我们，带领我们在每天的生活上来经历主你是一位真实的神。
We ask you to continue to lead and guide our lives so that we can know that you're the one true God.
在我们教会肢体当中，在圣路易教会里面。万师母得着癌症，在治疗当中，求主你亲自的医治。
In our church bodies and church in St. Louis, we also lift up Sophia Wong and going through the cancer treatment. We lift up her treatment to you.
我们也为在New Guinea、帕布瓦、温倩牧师的师母岳慈，她也在。癌症的治疗当中，求主您亲自的治疗。
We also lift up in Papua New Guinea, Pastor Win Chan's wife, who's also undergoing cancer treatment.
让他能够完全的来恢复他的健康，他们服务在宣教的事工上，专心的来服侍。
We pray for full recovery so that they could continue the missionary work in their area.
我们也为国柱兄的女儿Jenny。The father-in-law, Bruce, 心脏的开刀，求主你继续帮助他能够完全的复原他的健康。
We also pray for Bruce, the father-in-law of Casey's daughter, who went through a heart surgery. We pray for a recovery.
在我们当中，就他在这个礼拜四要做大肠镜的检查，求主你祝福在一切的过程当中都能够顺利。
And we also lift up our brother John, who's going through, who will go through a colonoscopy. We pray for you to be with him and bless him.
在暑假当中，我们许多这些弟兄姐妹他们回到台湾，到处 的旅行，探亲，求主你保守他们在各处蒙主你的带领平安。
We also lift up the travels of many of our brothers and sisters, including those who are back in Taiwan, and pray for their safety.
在我们当中，求主你继续带领我们，无论是在家庭、工作各方面，都能够蒙主你的保守带领。
And we also pray for the congregation among us and family, in our family lives and work that we all receive your blessing.
甚至遇到困难的时候，我们也知道主你的爱在我们的当中。
And even in difficult situations, we know that your love is with us.
求主你将主你的恩典平安跟每个人同在。
Pray for your grace and peace be with us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.